The comments heard on The View from a Pew are those of Mac McCoy and are not necessarily the opinions of his guests, his producer Garth, any one particular denomination or religion, the church lady, Mr. Lemke, Pastor Craig, or anyone else of sound mind and body. Now, here is today's The View from a Pew, heard all around the world on YouTube. Just search for The View from a Pew.
Puts us in Romans, and what's the big idea today?
Hey, Mac. The big idea of the day for week 68 is, through the Holy Spirit, our sonship adoption into the family of God is very different from the former relationship we had with sin as our tyrant master. Let's pray and review. Thank you, Lord, that we can be together today to study the book of Romans. Considering where we are in Christ, may we understand that through the Holy Spirit, our sonship adoption into the family of God is very different from the former relationship we had with sin as our tyrant master. Thank you for the gospel, the good news. Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He rose on the third day according to the Scriptures. In that process, He gave us the free gift of salvation through faith only. And now, may everything we say and do be honoring to You. In Your name we pray. Amen. Last week, we reviewed Romans 8, 13 through 14. This week, we move on to Romans 8, 15 through 16. The last few weeks leading up to Romans 8, 15 through 16, we have discussed the contrast between those who are according to the flesh, the unjustified, and those who are according to the Spirit, the justified, in verses Romans 8, 4 through 14. We have learned, according to Romans 8, 8, that those who are in the flesh cannot please God. These in the flesh people are contrasted with the justified in the Spirit people, that is, those who have had the righteousness, the perfect law-keeping of Christ credited or imputed to them through faith. These in the Spirit, justified people, set their minds on the things of the Spirit, and this leads to life and peace, according to Romans 8:6. By contrast, the mindset on the flesh is death, according to Romans 8, 6. We have seen that the true test of whether a person is a justified believer is whether they are indwelt with the Holy Spirit, according to Romans 8, 9. Last week, our last verse of the day was Romans 8, 14. Let's read it. For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. How is a justified in the Spirit person led by the Spirit? According to John MacArthur, in his Romans workbook, the Spirit usually leads us by illuminating the Scripture so that our sinful, finite minds can grasp God's will. When Paul wrote the book of Galatians, before writing the book of Romans, he used this same phrase, led by the Spirit, in Galatians 5:16 through 18, to indicate that those people are justified, that is, in Christ. Being led by the Spirit demonstrates three things. First, those who are led by the Spirit have the power to be set free from the power of sin and death, according to Romans 8:2. They recognize that white-knuckling in your own strength won't do it. Second, those who are led by the Spirit are experiencing illuminating insight into the Scripture so as to follow the will of God. And third, justified believers will not always follow the Spirit's leading, but actively following that leading tells us that we are sons of God, according to Romans 8:14. So, what are sons of God? Firstly, Galatians 3:26 and 28 says we are sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ, male and female. This is the language of familial relationship. We truly belong to God the Father's family. Certainly, we think of God as sovereign, infinite, all-powerful, and our Creator. Yet here, God uses the language of family. Within this new family relationship, God, through the indwelling Holy Spirit, plays a large role. He is now our master. Sin is no longer our master, according to Romans 6:6. So the question arises, how will this new mastery compare to the former mastery of sin? Our two new verses for the day begin to answer this question. So let's read Romans 8:15. It says, "For you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons, by which we cry out, Abba, Father." What is this, quote, spirit of slavery, end quote, that we have received? There are three other references to slavery in the book of Romans that should be noted here. Firstly, at the very beginning of Romans in verse 1, Paul describes himself as a bondslave of Christ Jesus. And we know that in general, bondslavery was a voluntary worker-type relationship at that time in history. Secondly, in Romans 6:22, Paul says that we have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, leading to sanctification and eternal life. This is a relationship with a positive outcome. And thirdly, Paul also describes us as becoming slaves of righteousness in Romans 6:18. Earlier in Romans 3:21 through 22, Jesus is probably described as the righteousness of God. So, the quote spirit of slavery, end quote, in Romans 8:15 for today is a voluntary relationship with a righteous God as master, leaving behind slavery to sin. And the point is that godly slavery does not lead to fear. Contrastingly, the former mastery and slavery imposed by sin did lead to fear and death. The population on earth at the time Paul wrote Romans had a tremendous fear of death and its total uncertainty. By contrast, the Holy Spirit brings good news of eternal life. It does not lead to fear again, as stated in this verse. This verse goes on, then, to give us even more comforting news. Not only does this spirit of slavery mastery not lead to fear, but it is a relationship of adoption as sons. Hebrew culture at that time did not contain a tradition of adoption. Here, Paul uses the Greco-Roman tradition and laws of adoption as a metaphor for our new relationship of obedience to God. Under the Greco-Roman culture of adoption, a person was welcomed into the family with all the rights of a biological child, and this status could not be diminished in comparison to the biological children. As an example, former slaves might be adopted into a family in order to continue a family business. We also see the family metaphor touched upon when Jesus told Nicodemus in John 3:3 that one must be born from above, or born again, to see the kingdom of God. New birth gives the idea of entering into a familial relationship with God. This familial relationship is then characterized in today's verse 15 as one of deep affection, intimacy, and respect. In that culture, to cry out Abba was very intimate and emphasizes the deep emotion and heartfelt favor expressed. It is a relationship where the child greatly desires to please the father. This is not out of fear of retribution or punishment, but because of the child's desire to be a positive contribution to the honor and glory of the new leader and family, the body of Christ. Next, we move on to the second new verse of the day, Romans 8:16, which says, "The Spirit testifies with our spirit that we are children of God." According to Romans commentator Chuck Swindoll, this is the only place in the New Testament that seems to suggest that the Holy Spirit speaks to individual believers as a general practice. The verse states that the primary purpose of the Holy Spirit testimony is to remind us that we are children of God. Why is this necessary? Given the power and constant influence of sin and death mentioned in Romans 8:2, we believers need the power and constant influence of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus to repel its attempt to draw us into evil. So the Spirit's reminding us of our status, often through the Scriptures, is a very reassuring statement. So there we are, Mac.
All right, thank you very much, Mr. Theo. Appreciate it. You do such a great job. And the last thing that you mentioned was something that you and I believe in very strongly, and that is that passage that says that when our spirit mixes with God's spirit, that is an incredible moment, and it's usually shared by several people at once. And you and I have always looked for those kind of things, and you're that kind of blessing for me in my life. So thank you very much, Theo. All right, we are going to bring you back, of course, to the Roman Road a week from today, 9 o'clock on Wednesday mornings on Wilkins Broadcast Network, locally KLNG in Omaha, and it's always available for you on YouTube and also our new Roku channel at The View from a Pew. And thanks for listening.